What the f***?
No, it's okay. On this show, you can say fuck.
And I'm about ready to scream fuck because this is the fourth fucking time we're trying to record this episode because of one technical problem after another. So, this is
Hello,
what the
Josh.
Fuck. Jillian's clearly hearing her danders up, as she puts it.
I'm just going to, like, reiterate everything quickly and awkwardly because people don't know.
You go to adamandeve.com, use the promo code WHAT, and you get 50% off of a single item, 3 free DVDs, a free mystery gift, and they're even going to throw in free shipping in the United States for using the promo code WHAT at adamandeve.com. All right.
Sorry, catch stick, but you guys got the cliff notes because it just wasn't Skyping well for
it was not working well tonight. That was just such bullshit. You don't think this next thing deserves a really the dumbest thing you've ever heard, but I think it kind of the screw up deserves this.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
So why don't you tell people what Bender is talking about?
Bender is talking about a situation where a birth control got recalled because the tablets in the machine or whatever third world country children that are packaging these things did it backwards. So for those of you who don't know how birth control works, is you obviously have to take a pill every day, but then there is a week where the stuff that, you know, makes you not preggers isn't there so you can have your period. Well, when you reverse it, they were, you know, going off of their regimen. So, you know, it kind of wasn't doing what it was supposed to do because the free day pills where you would normally get your period were in the areas where it should be your regular pills. So the pills where you would be normally taking the hormones were the pills with the non-hormones. And so it's unclear in the article whether it had actually resulted in a lot of people getting pregnant or how they actually found this out is what I'm curious about. But it's just kind of like makes you think twice about taking pill birth control because that would be something to where it would cause a lot of problems. And you see like the silly shtick in the movies where it's like, you got pregnant. How'd you get pregnant? You were clearly cheating on me or you got, you know, pregnant on the sly because you weren't taking your pill, which the pill isn't 100% anyways, but it's still kind of, wow, if that can happen, it's, makes you think about the form of birth control you may want to implement.
But I just think it deserves the dumbest thing because of the whole, how do you screw that up? If it's on a machine, someone had to have screwed up programming the machine on what it was supposed to do. If it's third world children packaging it, their supervisor screwed it up. No matter what, and yes, it's a good thing that they recalled these.
Oh, yeah.
But the question is, how many were out there prior to noticing, hey, wait a minute. It used to go from blue to pink. Why does it go from pink to blue now?
Well, I don't even think that was an issue because, I mean, it was reversed. And I guess this, they show a picture of it and each row is different color.
Right. I was going to say, when my wife was on it, each week was a different color.
Oh, see, the ones that I had been on in the past, it was all one color. And then the last week was just, you know, white or just a one different color in the package. So what I think happened, because if you wouldn't notice, and it said it got rotated, it would have had to have been something where the machine color coded the pills differently is how I'm thinking. Because obviously, if you get your birth control and it's something that you're taking, you know, for months, or at least, you know, they have you take it for a month before, you know, it goes into effect. So you would have known prior to your first time taking it. Unless, of course, you had the defective package first, that, you know, hey, this is going, I guess in the picture, it's like yellow, pink, red, orange, something other.
That would be some bad luck. Hey, I'm starting birth control and it's been recalled. That's some just real shitty luck right there.
Oh, I'm sorry you were taking steroids. What I mean is I believe it's an issue of the machine color codes them and then it just somehow got discombobulated so that it color-coded the wrong tablets because they're, you know, in the waste. I don't even know. The article isn't that specific, but it's just like, how did this happen? Is there a dial on the machine that reversed it or just it fucked up? And the thing that I saw where it was like voluntarily recalled is like, well, I sure as fuck hope it was voluntary. And it's just, it's one of those things that, like, seriously, it makes me really scared and think, you know, about what type of birth control you use because it's kind of like, wow, that would really, really suck. Kind of segues into our next
I was just about to say, not to seg too hard. Remember, the religious conservatives and the Republicans think abstinence is the only true form of birth control, and they want to make damn sure that's the only form you use, especially in Alabama, Idaho.
So they're at fault.
Yes. Virginia is the only bill that, as of this recording, that actually has it as a law. but Alabama, Idaho, and Pennsylvania are also trying to push this bill. What it basically comes down to is they are trying to shame women and make it so difficult to have an abortion that women will just have the baby because it's easier and there's less stigma attached to it. What the bill basically does is it forces, all at the woman's expense, by the way, and a lot of insurance companies will not pay for this the way the bill's written, the woman has to pay for this procedure. She has to have a vaginal ultrasound. That's not like putting the goop on the stomach and looking at the baby, okay? This is an invasive, they stick a camera up your twat. It's supposedly very painful, very uncomfortable, very embarrassing to have done. You don't actually need it because it tells them nothing. What the bill is supposed to do, Jillian, is shame these women and make it so hard that they go, I don't want that shoved up my twat. I don't want to have to pay for this. And this is absolutely so embarrassing. I'm just going to have the fucking kid.
Yeah. And what it is, they're trying to be like, essentially the whole thing, you know, they say when you give a baby up for adoption, they say don't, you know, hold your baby because there's that instant bond and they're like, oh, you know, I want to keep my baby now. So a lot of people that, you know, are giving away kids, especially to preset parents, they don't hold the baby. They don't let you see the baby because that happens so often. So what they are applying this to is they're like, oh, well, if the mom sees an ultrasound of the fetus, then they'll be like, oh, that's a life and not just somebody's like, you know what's inside you. And I'm sorry, even like fully developed ultrasounds, a lot of them, you're just kind of like, what? I mean, you can kind of see the shape, but it's not that same attachment. And how early you have to have this ultrasound done, formulated there, that's the whole, you know, reason they have rules of how late you can have abortions, because it's not completely...
Which is,
I don't want to
which
say
is,
almost human, but not fully developed to where it would be
recognizable.
You know,
recognizable.
Yeah, thank you. And so what they're figuring is, you know, they'll see this ultrasound, be like, oh, that's a living thing. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a fetus, you know. And the horrible thing about this is, you know, women who are raped and are pregnant have to go through this again. So in order to have an abortion, they have to show the ultrasound to the doctor. The doctor, you know, would have to do that invasive procedure to someone who just got raped and found out that she's pregnant. It's just useless. It's not, nobody is going to bond looking at such a prenatal to where it's, you know, you just find out you're pregnant after, you know, a few weeks or what have you. There's not going to be that much
worse,
there.
Though,
and they're
claiming it's
a better picture. Yeah.
It gets worse. They are also trying to push the states that do not have it on law yet. Parts of their law are going to make it legal for the doctor, if he thinks the woman should not have an abortion for religious reasons, that he can legally lie to her and say things like, it's already had dreams and you're murdering it and things of that nature. They basically say, all right, we can't ban abortion. We're just going to make it so difficult you can't actually get one.
That's the thing, too, though, with the, you know, Hippocratic Oath, they shouldn't be able to do that. You can't, I don't understand how government can be like, you know, you took this oath and, you know, doctor-patient confidentiality, blah, 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 but, you know, if this is against your beliefs, you go, yeah, you just lie to her, you know, and that makes no sense. And, I mean, as a woman and as a person who is educated, whatever, if my doctor started spewing that shit out, full of bullcrap, and I'm going to get a different doctor. And that's, it goes along with a lot of things, you know, trust your doctor. If you're going to a super religious doctor, I mean, to me, okay, we've had this whole talk on abortion, things like that before. I don't think I could ever, but if there's a situation, you know, pending certain circumstances, I don't know. But hypothetically, if I was in that situation and I knew my doctor was super uber religious and kind of, you know, weird that way, I don't think I could go to them for that type of thing. But I guess with this law here, they're saying that, you know, they have to go to a doctor and get an ultrasound before you even go to the person to get an abortion. Cause a lot of your doctor won't necessarily do it. They like refer you to somebody or something. And so what they're saying is, you know, it's kind of like a, whatchamacallit, when you have to go to your doctor and you get a referral, essentially referral with an ultrasound to like show it to the guy, be like, here, I can get this. It's just asinine. Like, I don't understand what they think is applying us other than, you know, torturing these women. I don't know if there's that many hugely religious doctors out there who would do that. You know,
but
I mean, obviously if it's the law and they have to do the procedure, but I mean, who would, you know, lie and twist it that way?
But there are some, especially in these southern states. If you're in a smaller community, good luck finding a doctor that doesn't attend the local church. good luck trying to find a doctor that really is not affected by Christianity. And
I see what you're saying.
That's not a bash on Christianity. That's saying these smaller communities down south are so ingrained into them, the doctor is going to be most likely of that religion too. And they're
just say uber religious. Let's not pigeonhole it into Christianity.
And what it comes down to is this should not be a law. If your doctor has a problem with you trying to get an abortion, then he should say, I have a problem with this. I'm going to refer you to a doctor friend of mine, and I'm going to wash my hands of it. Not go, well, the law says I can stop you from having an abortion. And part of this lying thing, they can also lie to the woman if the bill passes with the lying rider on it. They can lie to the woman and say, you can't have an abortion, you know, for health reasons. If you abort the child, you might die. They can lie in any way the doctor feels right to not have to have the woman not have an abortion. That is just so wrong on so many fundamental levels that it sickens me as a human.
And where does it stop? I mean, because you talk about they do certain, you know, tests about possible disabilities, deformities, and sometimes, you know, parents will be like, well, I don't child down, so I don't want to put them through that. I don't, you know, want, you know, there's certain things where people do get abortions and they have to go through that testing to find it early on. So are the doctors going to lie to them and be like, oh, no, your kid's fine. And then you find out there's all this stuff, which not that I'm saying they should get an abortion if you're going to have a special needs child. But at the same time, there's certain things that you need to know if you're going to have a special needs child throughout your pregnancy to take care of that child. So if you're going to have doctors lying to patients about the status of their baby and the status of their own health, if the doctor is like, oh, hey, I got a free rider to lie. Well, I don't know how this patient's going to take this. And, you know, she might get upset or they might do this. So I'm just not going to tell them that this is going on with their kid. And then the baby is going to suffer.
Well, and then also, shouldn't there be a bond of trust between the woman and her doctor?
Definitely.
Shouldn't she be able to trust when he tells me something? That's as close to a medical fact as we're going to get. Not, well, I mean, he lied about that. Maybe he lied about something else. Maybe I really did have cancer
there's
when it came back.
I don't understand any kind of little addendum to where you can tell a professional, hey, you can lie. That's like, I don't understand it. In what profession of any sorts can you, you know, tell someone to lie other than maybe
lawyer,
you know, well, I, other than maybe, you know, someone's bleeding out or whatever. And so they don't go into shock. You're like, oh, you'll be fine. You'll be fine. But that's completely different.
What it really comes down to is the abortion issue. I am pro-choice because I like the fact I had my son, okay, when I was still in high school. But I wanted the fact that if my wife and I chose to, we had the right to abort. In reality, we were not ready to be parents. But I do not want someone taking that option off my table, even if it's an option I really don't agree with. I think a lot of women probably get abortions too willy-nilly. I personally know women that I worked with who've had 3 or 4 abortions. That's their form of birth control. They just, you know, you get pregnant, you go spend $200 and get rid of it. That I think is wrong, but they should have the right to do that.
Well, I don't think they should have the right to get, you know, essentially an abortion punch card type thing where they're just having abortions. I do think if you're going to have any kind of medical oversee, make it something like that, because that stays on your charts. And so, I mean, that should be the issue. These people that are just using abortion as birth control, that I can see being an issue. But I mean, you've got people who, you know, number one, there's situations where, you know, especially younger girls who are raped and aren't fully developed and they get pregnant and it can quite possibly kill them. Religious people are like, nope, nope, you have the kid, you die for it, things like that. There's also women who mentally, like, not that they, you know, can't have a baby because they would harm it, but, you know, are on certain medications or have certain situations to where they would have to go off those medications because, you know, you've got all of these medicines out there for different conditions, epilepsy, what have you, to where, you know, they tell you, you know, if you're pregnant, plan on becoming pregnant, you know, discontinue taking this medicine. So you've got people who aren't planning on having kids and that are using birth control you know, so that that doesn't happen, I don't think it's right to say, well, you shouldn't have sex with your husband because you shouldn't be on birth control, but you guys don't want to have a kid. So what, like, married couples have to be abstinent because they can't have a kid or they don't want kids because you think birth control is wrong? And I think I just segued into the next.
Well, and then it also comes down to, we're reiterating something we talked about a couple of weeks ago, but what it does come down to is, let's say they make this all of this abortion stuff goes through and they do make it so difficult. Do you realize how many back alley doctors are going to pop up and go, I can give you that abortion. There's no transvaginal test. There's no ultrasound and it won't even show up on your record. Whenever you ban something or make it so ridiculously difficult to access, you just drive it underground and then it becomes dangerous.
Well, fuck, see, there's herbs and shit that you can take, and there's certain things that, oh God, because like in the olden days, they used to do that before they had like official abortions things. There were herbal combinations that you could take that would essentially cause the abortion. And that's why a lot of times when, I mean, there's actually been cases of that where a woman has been fed certain substances unknowingly because the husband or the boyfriend or it's usually a husband, just like crazy fluke situations, but it has happened. And so if you say, okay, you're not going to have any medical abortions, it's like prohibition. Once something is there and it's out there, you can't take it away. Look at weed, the alcohol prohibition, you know, there were all the bootleggers. It's
going
to stay.
But Jillian, do you know something else that's funny about this that I've seen a couple of pundits talk about, but not a whole lot. Every single one of these bills that's being proposed is done by a man. Every one of the presidential candidates that's speaking in favor of these bills is a man. Every senator and congressman that is pro these bills and voting for them is a man. Funny how all the women, and there are actually women senators that walked out of voting in some of these states because they said they will not be party to this. They're like, fuck you, we're leaving. This is a man thing. If all of a sudden the women tried to pass some sort of a law that a man cannot be certified to get his driver's license without having a tube shoved up his dick, all these guys would be going, oh, whoa, whoa, invasion of my body. No, 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 you can't do that. But they want to shove a fucking probe up a woman's cunt. And that is just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, there are certain situations where if you've got people on medication and things where they just cannot, the baby would immensely suffer if they continue these medications, but then the woman could quite possibly die if she goes off this medication. And so these people are essentially, you know, well, you have to choose. And so, okay, you go, I mean, are you going to force these women to go off the medication because they can't get an abortion, but they were being responsible?
If they're uber religious, yes. If they're uber religious, they think the mother should give her life to give a life. That's what they believe.
Well, I also think then too, it's like, okay, well, once you find out you're pregnant, you're going to have women, don't tell the doctors, are you going to make women get a pregnancy test every time they go to the, you know, every month to get a refill on this medication that would be harmful for a baby?
Putting ideas in their heads, Jillian. Stop it.
I don't want that either. I'm just saying that that's how asinine it is. You're just going
to... You just gave some senator who secretly listens to this show but would never admit it.
Well, and a lot of what we've already said kind of segues into our next segment.
So we're going to have to end this segment after heart attack. We'll be back with something on the same topic, somewhat the same topic, as well as something that probably could have been a dumbest thing we've ever heard, but it does deserve a whole segment.
Yes, it does.
Come a little closer. Closer. Listen, my children.
No.
And you may hear... tales that witness madness. Enter an asylum from which you may never escape. Become a witness to the unknown. Tales that witness madness. From Paramount Pictures. Rated R. Under 17. Not admitted without parents.
Mother!
Tales that witness madness. It's enough to drive you out of your mind and into your grave.
Mother! No!
And I'm here with another heart attack. With me, of course, if it's called heart attack, is going to be Hart D. Fisher. Say hello, Hart.
Hey, guys. How you doing on your Saturday night?
I actually thought you'd go for the easy joke of hello, Hart, but I guess you're more classy than that, I guess, huh, Hart? Well, last week, we prefaced this week we'd be talking about the John McCain bullshit of the John McCain Internet Freedom Act. And you were very amped up over this last week.
Yeah, it's one of those things where what did we do as Americans to make our leaders so afraid of us? I mean, honestly, as I understand it, America is about we the people for the people, you know, to create a better union. It drives me nuts with these guys creating these crazy bills. I mean, for one, they've got this new law in which if you trespass in a restricted area, including a peacefully trespass in a restricted area, you get jail time. And if you trespass in a restricted area in which the Secret Service is, well, honestly, we're talking about Secret Service here, folks, so you're not going to know they're there.
Yeah, it's kind of in their name, secret.
Secret, guys, secret. So this John McCain thing is looking to track us, we the people, everything that we do on the Internet. They want to track and take a record of it all. Is what we're doing on the Internet that dangerous, guys? What are you guys doing at home with your time on the Internet? Because I don't know about you, but I kind of go on my Facebook and I argue with people on my Facebook or congratulate people on my Facebook. Or I do some emailing or maybe I watch some TV on Film On, you know, because I've got this horror network, American Horrors, and I am watching it all the time. So I don't know what everybody else is doing with their time on the Internet. Are they destroying our perfect union?
John McCain and the Republicans in general, this is not strictly a Republican thing, but it tends to be more Republican than Democrat, is they're basically willing to burn down their house with a flamethrower to catch the couple of roaches that are in the walls. What they're basically saying is, we have to watch all of you because there might be a sleeper cell somewhere planning something.
Yeah, but aren't these the same guys? It's always that guy who wants to be in charge of the Page program, and it turns out he's into molesting pages, or he wants to be in charge of pushing down homosexuality, but it turns out he's really a closet homosexual who engages in sex acts in bathrooms and airports. I mean, isn't that what we normally see? I mean, how many Democrats have we caught like that?
We got more Republicans like that than Democrats, actually.
Exactly what I'm saying here, folks. So I'm like, what is this really, really all about? I mean, these are really insecure little men. What we're doing on the Internet is not dangerous. If I pick up the newspaper, what articles I read in the newspaper, that's my private business. The fact that I bought a newspaper is my private business. What I checked out of the library is between me, my local life, not up to the CIA, what I'm reading. This whole notion of we have to track everything we're doing and it's making us safe. Let's put this in perspective. Think of how many billions of dollars has been spent on the TSA, and they haven't caught any terrorists, have they? Caught one terrorist. In fact, for the amount of guns they catch in 1 year, you're paying $6 million per gun.
But see, they would use that argument and say, we haven't caught one terrorist because it's so effective, they're afraid to try anything. The Republicans have a great way of spinning that.
They're lying motherfuckers. These people that are trying to control everything, the spin. I love these guys when they talk about the spin. Oh, well, we prevented it. You're full of fucking shit. Tell me about your war on drugs, guys, because the street value of drugs has not changed in the last 30 years. Street value of drugs is the same. What's going up and up? Oh, the things that you do control, like prescription drugs. What's the big thing killing Americans today? Oh, prescription drug use is one of the number one. Higher than automobile accidents, but we don't see anybody rampaging and spending all this money to go after the dickholes in Pfizer or the guys who are owning the medical industry or the people, the bums in the FDA that can't seem to protect us from these terrible drugs. How come we're not going after them when we're going after these imaginary terrorists? I mean, people are dying every day from this prescription drug problem. We're going to spend, $1 billion to catch nobody.
And then what it also comes down to is they're afraid of the notion of true freedom. The fact that the fact that if I want to jerk off to tranny porn, they're saying, well, that's immoral. I have to stop you from jerking off to tranny porn. Or if, Hart, you want to go and watch a couple of fat black ladies go down on each other, they say, that's wrong. Hart, you can't watch that.
Yeah, and this whole notion of the way they're trying to say, I'm a white male, so I know what's best for all you females out there and how best to deal with your reproductive organs. Let me tell you how it's best. Shut your hole, dude. Just shut up, man. chicks deserve to have a say in what goes on with their bodies. They should be the ones deciding about their contraceptive for their body. It's their body, goddammit.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other content in this episode, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh and the fallout from his stupid moron comments. Do you know that Rush Limbaugh is now trying to twist what's happening to him into a First Amendment issue that he's calling it? They're trying to take away his freedom of speech by his advertisers canceling?
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to love a guy who's been married four times, never had any children, but he's got a problem with birth control and calling people sluts and whores. This dude here, he likes his drugs, he likes his booze, and obviously he doesn't understand the sanctity of marriage. He doesn't understand till death do you part. He's just a useless entertainer. He's just another, he's on the payroll for the right wing. That's all this guy is. He's expendable. And when he's done, there'll be somebody else. There'll be another fall guy. When all these people want to rant and rave and they want to blame Obama, but it's like, who's the lawmakers who get elected year after year? Who's the guy who keeps putting these scummy laws in there? Hey, it's John McCain. Once upon a time, I had respect for that guy. Now I can't stand that motherfucker, and I want him out of office. He's introducing all these horrible bills that would allow the military to detain innocent civilians with no charges, just saying, oh, you know what, you might, maybe, could be possibly a terrorist, so we're going to bag you up like something out of Brazil and throw you in a hellhole in Guantanamo Bay, and you've got no rights. It doesn't matter. You might be, could be, maybe. Well, that ain't the America I grew up in. I grew up in America about freedom. You know, I grew up in an America that had high fuckers taking over planes with fucking guns, and we didn't give up our fucking rights then. We didn't cow down and get our asses searched every time we went on a fucking plane, took off our fucking shoes. This is horseshit, folks. They're training us. They're training us to be lepers. They're training us to be good little cowed children and just follow in line. It's all nonstop castration. Males, they disguise as heroes in the media these days. These comedies where it's funny with these nonstop emasculated beige pants wearing motherfucker, non-hall pass motherfucker. You want a hall pass? Go bang a chick, all right? You don't need a hall pass from your wife. Grow the fuck up. We got to grow up, folks. We got to grow up. There's a lot of stuff going on out here, a lot of misdirection, and no one wants to talk about what's really hurting us, what's really hurting the country. Limbaugh and his big mouth, it's just another big mouth idiot on the radio. He already fucked himself. His audience is already bullshit. He's 70% male and mostly old folks that are ready to kick off and die. So if we just wait a little bit longer, Rush Limbaugh will be completely eliminated by virtue of the fact that his audience is going to die off. Literally, they're going to die off literally, dude.
No, I understand that. To go back to the John McCain thing, what I think it really comes down to is they take away your freedoms so slowly that by the time you realize that your freedoms are gone, you went, how did we get to this point? You know, it's like that old saying, although I'm going to twist it a little bit. When they came for the terrorists, I didn't speak up because I wasn't a terrorist. Then when they came for the anarchists, I didn't speak up because I'm not an anarchist. When they came for the Jews, I didn't speak up because I'm not a Jew. When they came for me, there was no one left to speak up.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of the Occupy movement was about. And I think its message was distorted by what? Oh, the mass media that's owned by what? The yoke that's around your neck.
The
These
corporations.
Are the people that sell you the drugs, that sell you the poison. Are you kidding me? Taco Hell, that's grade A dog food, you know? But hey, you got to make a run for the border because the commercials tell you it's great. Mmm, it's good.
Actually, a funny story about Taco Bell. Did you hear about their meat content?
No.
They actually have so little actual meat in there, the FDA is considering not allowing them to use the term meat anymore because what they serve does not qualify as actual FDA-approved meat.
You see what I'm saying? It's this kind of systemic corruption, man, and that's what we got to fight. We as the American people, we got to rise up. We got to take interest in our governance. You got to start watching American Horrors, get some entertainment, have some fun, sign up at www.filmon.com, and I've made my plug so I can get back to ranting.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, so it's a good thing I went into that plug. I want to make the plug to listen to Heart Attack. Obviously, you're listening to this show. Unless you're downloading it, then you can listen to it live on Saturday nights at 11 p.m. Central Time and hear more of Heart ranting. And he might be on some more because, I mean, Heart Attack's going to be on regular, but I'm planning on having him on a couple of full shows in the near future.
Oh, that's cool, man. I'd love to do that. That'd be a lot of fun.
All I got to do is find when your schedule permits.
Yeah, it's been pretty crazy. It's been crazy. I could do a whole rant on my experience of dealing with my uncle's impending death, his health care. That's a whole other rant for me about the medical industry. But in the meantime, filmon.com, American Hours. I'm out of here.
Click it. It's $2 a month. Go watch it now. I also want to announce to everybody that the new issue of Hustler, that as you're listening to this, is on the shelf right now. It's cover dated June. Has an article written by me. It's a retrospective. Well, I'm not exactly going to tell you, but it's the cover dated June article. I am one of the stories listed on the cover. Pick up the new issue of Hustler. Write them. Tell them how much you loved my article. And please, if you do pick up the issue, please email me at 1201beyond@gmail.com and let me know what you thought of it.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
All right, so Jillian, Rush Limbaugh's advertisers are fleeing his show like rats from the Titanic, okay?
Are and they now?
He's lost, at the time of this recording, 49 of his advertisers. And
I can't imagine why.
Yes, you can. And even if you can't, I will be playing you why in a couple of moments here. What it comes down to is Rush has been basically being a misogynist, racist piece of shit for so long, and he's never properly been called on it, that I think this is karma finally giving him the dick up his ass that he needs. I mean, this is the guy that during the presidential campaign sang the Barack the Magic Negro song. And who went around calling Barack Obama a half-frickin' American.
Everybody gets their comeuppance.
Right, and this time, this is what Rush Limbaugh said.
What does it say about the college co-ed Susan Fluke, who goes before a congressional committee and essentially says that she must be paid to have sex? What does that make her? It makes her a slut, right? Makes her a prostitute. She wants to be paid to have sex. She's having so much sex, she can't afford the contraception. She wants you and me and the taxpayers to pay her to have sex. What does that make us? We're the pimps. The Johns. That's right. We would be the Johns. No! We're not the John. Well, yeah, that's right. Pimp's not the right word.
Holy wow, huh?
He couldn't even form a cohesive sentence.
Have you ever listened to Rush before? That's normal for him. But, okay, a couple
of... Legit. And he's like, well, I had heard parts of that clip, but not, you know, the whole thing that you played me, and I just saw the little end piece there. Yeah, I'm going through the slut. It makes her a slut. And I'm like, no, it makes her a horse. Let's give it away for free. And then he corrects himself.
Well,
he's like,
then,
that makes us the pimps. No,
well,
that's
first
John.
Of all,
okay,
I want to talk to you about everything he doesn't know about sex. Okay, first, he got her name wrong. It's Sandra Fluke, not Susan Fluke. So he got her name wrong right off the bat. Way to hit one out of the park, Rush. Second, she does not want to be paid to have sex. Her argument was... her birth control, which used to be paid for by her insurance under the new Blunt bill, would not be paid for anymore, and she would have to pay for it. And she was saying her birth control is a financial liability for her to pay for. To Rush, that means she's having so much sex, she can't even afford it. Because to Rush, he doesn't understand how birth control works. Remember at the beginning of the show, Jillian, when you explained how a birth control pill works, how you have to take it every day? Rush seems to think birth control is like wearing a condom. You take one every time you have sex. He doesn't realize that you take one pill and you can have sex 30 times in one day, or you can take 30 pills and only have sex one time in a month. It's the same effectiveness level. That's what he doesn't. He does not understand how birth control pills work.
Well, I think what he's getting at is he sounds like that kind of right-wing thinking of, well, if you take birth control, you're a whore, you're a slut, you're having so much sex. And I think I said this in the last segment, it all just kind of ties in, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But you have lots of married couples who don't want to have kids, so they're being responsible and wanting to use some sort of birth control so that they don't have abortion, which ties into our last segment.
And exactly, Jillian. She is being responsible. She's saying, I want birth control, so if I decide to have sex, it will not wind up in either an unwanted pregnancy or an abortion. You'd think they would be behind this, but silly me.
I think it's the fact that she's a college student. It's kind of like, you know, oh, you're a student, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you're an adult, shut the fuck up. My problem with the Fluke thing, I was listening to some of it before we started, and her point is valid. However, her presentation was kind of out there to where I'm like, really, what are you saying? And honestly, the Limbaugh thing was just stupid. Birth control, though, like, you can get generic birth control for fucking $9 a month. I'm sorry. So this whole detriment thing with birth control and it being covered, there are other ways around it.
Oh, no. I will fight you on that. Back when my wife and I were first married, she had to take the expensive stuff. The generic stuff, we tried that, and it was not effective. Certain women do not respond to the generic. They have to have the expensive stuff because the slight change in the formula is what makes the difference. And well, so what it comes down to, Jillian, is she is being responsible. And then for Rush to call her a slut and then a prostitute because she wants, first of all, the state's not paying for it. Her insurance is paying for it. So how does that make her a prostitute? And then he went on even farther. I don't have this clip, but he said, if she wants to have this much sex and she wants the government to pay for it, then she has to start videotaping it all and putting it on YouTube for the government people to watch. If they're paying for it, they get to watch her have sex.
Yeah, it's that's the part I heard that I was like, what?
So it's a wonder all his advertisers are pulling out. And do you know what his defense is? It was all a joke. I'm a comedian. It was a joke. It was never meant to be serious. And then he even is going so far as it's a free speech issue. How dare my advertisers who have the right to pull out of his show at any fucking time, how dare they for something that I said? He actually is trying to claim that they're taking away his freedom of speech. Rush, your freedom of speech is not being impinged upon. You can go on the internet and say anything you want. All that's being done is they are not paying you for it anymore, you fat, oxy-addicted fuck.
If Gilbert Gottfried can get let go from Affleck for saying, you know, the tsunami thing, then this is 10 times plus more worse than that. It's just, I don't know, if you're going to claim something's a joke, first of all, he did it as a rant. Secondly, jokes are funny. Thirdly, it's just...
there's also one more issue that's coming out about this. It's one thing when, like, Bill O'Reilly and Rush Limbaugh make jokes about Keith Olbermann, or when Keith Olbermann makes jokes about Mitt Romney. These are all people in the public eye. Sandra Fluke is a normal, everyday person who the only reason she was dancing in the public eye was because her hand was forced by the Blunt Amendment. So he was attacking essentially a private citizen who did nothing to him because he thought it would bring his ratings up, which... That goes into the whole shock jock kind of thing and these people being unchecked, but that's a whole different topic. I hope this is the end of Rush. I hope he's finally that no advertiser is going to pick him up because he's already lost, besides those 49 advertisers we talked about, multiple stations have stopped carrying his show. They said, we don't want this show anymore. And just 2 days before we record this, he uses part of a Rush song in his open. Rush is now suing him for copyright infringement because he never got the rights to that and they don't want to be associated with it. Three other bands have also said they're talking to their lawyers about suing him because he uses their music and they don't want to be associated with his fat, oxy-addicted ass anymore.
I wouldn't either. And that's one of those things. When you have sponsors, yeah, it's free speech, but sponsors is just that. You know, they're like, okay, yeah, we'll sponsor you. But if you're saying asinine things, they're not going to want to sponsor you. They're not saying, hey, you can't say this. They're saying, fuck you, you're fucking crazy, I'm out of here. And that's what you have to realize. Yeah, free speech, it's your show, you can say what you want. There's limits to everything, especially when you're getting income not from...
In the millions.
Yeah. And so if you are depending on certain things for, I mean, obviously, you know, let's say you're getting a lot of sponsors for human rights, things like that, and you start making, you know, horrible statements about animal cruelty being funny and things like that, those sponsors are going to fucking pull. It's the same with anything you say. If it's very inappropriate and, you know, enough is enough, people are going to be like, I don't want to be associated with you. Because look at all the fucking boycott shit that goes on for Asinine Reasons where people are like, oh, such and such did this. Let's boycott them. And they, like, everybody's just into boycotts, especially this past year. So you look at something severe and people, you know, people aren't stupid. They find out who people's sponsors are, and then they're like, well, I'm not going to those people because they support, you know, this jerk. And
I mean, it goes back, Jillian, I know you're younger than me, but do you remember the Terry Ricolta incident about Married with Children?
Vaguely, but refresh.
There was a Married with Children episode which she massively misremembered. She remembers a whole bunch of stuff happening in the episode that's never happened on the show at all. She was this bored housewife named Terry Ricolta, and she was offended that Fox would air a show like Married with Children, which was only in its like third season at that point, and not nearly as graphic as it would become. And so she got all the sponsors on Married with Children to pull out. I disagree with her, but that was her right. It was those sponsors' rights to go, okay, there's a stink being made. We're not going to advertise on Married with Children anymore. The other thing is the whole Rush made such a fool out of himself. Like I said earlier, he doesn't even know how birth control works. He just, and then you heard him stumble at the end. No, we wouldn't be the John. We'd be the Pip. No, no, we wouldn't be blah, 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 blah. I mean, he didn't even know what the fuck he was talking about.
If you're claiming you're saying something in farce, at least know what you're going to say. You have to be able to formulate the joke to realize it's a joke. So I highly doubt that he had that planned out ahead of a time.
I think we actually heard his oxy dose of that day kick in right there on the air. Rush, in a weird way, did a very good thing, though, Jillian. He brought these issues to the forefront, not just the freedom of speech issues and that, but he also brought the whole birth control issue to the forefront by him showing his ignorance on not knowing. By the way, he's been married 4 times. Are you telling me all of his wives never used birth control, or he never bothered to, I wonder what that pill she takes every day before she goes to bed is about? I mean, is he really so dumb that he gets paid $42 million a year and doesn't even know how birth control pills work? That's scary to me.
That's the thing, too, though. If you're going to bitch about something and you're going to claim that you're making a joke of it and you can't even formulate, you know, the correlation you're trying to make, you kind of lose any credibility you may have had by claiming it's a joke, because it was clearly something he was bitching about, making up on the spot. He couldn't get his analogies right between
slut. He couldn't get her name right.
Pimp. Yeah, I mean, that too. And it was like, oh, no, that's part of the joke. I mean, that's just a side. I just mean what he was trying to come across. It just sounded like he was so flabbergasted about the situation and just wanted to bitch about it. And then he got the well-deserved backlash and was trying to cop out of it. And that's the thing, too, though. If you're going to say something, fucking stand by it. You know, there's situations where people say something, you confront them, and they try and play it off or back out of it. You said something that is your point of view. Fucking stand by it and explain yourself, and don't say, oh, well, people took offense to it. I was just joking, when clearly you, if it was a joke, it would have been done, you know, more lighthearted. There would have been something funny in there. It was just slander. That's all it was. Oh, she's a slut, and we're pimps, or we're hoes, or we're Johns, and blah, blah, blah. Wait, what is it? And he's like arguing with
himself.
It was himself, and there was somebody in the background, it sounded like, because he was agreeing with somebody, and someone was essentially trying to feed him, be like, no, dude, we be Johns. And he's like, what? Yeah, we be Johns. No, we be the pimps. Wait, what? But anyway,
well,
and
Jillian,
then the YouTube part, it's like, really? Really, you're going to say that, you know, that's like saying anyone who, it doesn't make sense.
Well, because Jillian, you and I both stand behind the things we say on this show. I don't think we've backpedaled on anything. But Rush Limbaugh personally has a history of backpedaling. I know you don't want to get too political. You remember the Secretary of Defense was Donald Rumsfeld under Bush, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a huge supporter of Donald Rumsfeld. Constantly on his show, Donald Rumsfeld's the only one that can get us out of this war, blah, 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 for years. Then Bush fired Donald Rumsfeld. The day after that happened, Limbaugh goes, thank God I don't have to carry water for this Donald Rumsfeld creep anymore. He was so ineffective, and He is all about just saying what he thinks people want to hear or what will get him good ratings. He's been caught lying, blatantly lying to his audience. The next day he's caught on it and he says, no, see, you misinterpreted what I said, such as the Michael J. Fox incident, where he was making fun of people with Parkinson's and kajiggering all around. And then he says, no, I didn't say that. And even though they have a live internet video feed, he goes, that kajiggering was all taken out of context. No, it wasn't.
That's like people that get arrested and they're, you know, the undercover cops come and they record me like, yeah, I want you to kill my husband and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, that's not me. And it's like, clearly it's you. We have videotape. No, that's not me. It's like, how? Denies like that. I can understand maybe trying to deny it, but like, what? No, I didn't do that. And when someone faces you with a recording or a video or something and you still try and peddle your way out of it, I don't understand that. And with what you were saying with, you know, we stand behind what we say. I am a strong believer in, you know, okay, I said this. If I went too far or something, I'll be like, okay, well, maybe that was a little far extreme, or I stand by it and I'm like, sorry, that's how I feel. And we've talked about some subjects that have been pretty touchy to where I'm even like, oh, dude, I don't know about that. And I mean, if you listen to the shows, I even profusely apologize in advance or during when I'm saying something, because I don't try to offend anybody. And we say a lot of things here, and I'm very open on both sides of the fence. I guess I'm kind of neutral in a way on some subjects where it's like, I can see this point of view and I can see it here, but this is wrong because of this, but then that side. And it's just kind of, I think everybody is into being things out of proportion nowadays, that people get stirred up in the moment and everybody wants to go on a crusade, that when, you know, they find out, oh, well, this is actually taboo. It just seems like everybody is jumping on a bandwagon until they find out more information about it. If they get caught in something that it's kind of like back in school when you were like, oh, I was helping bully this kid or whatever. And then you get in trouble for, well, no, I didn't really say that. I was just kind of going along because, you know, they were saying that. And so I was just, you know, elaborating on that. And it's just, it seems like these personalities, it's like a schoolyard. It's high school drama where they deny it and backpedal to get out of trouble.
Which is in your, I'm not disagreeing with you, but that's the problem. People like Rush and O'Reilly and that, they say these stupid things so often to so many millions of people and no one ever calls them on it. At least nothing of consequence. No one ever calls them on when Bill O'Reilly actually went on his own show and wondered what causes the tides. He was trying to reinforce that that religion is responsible for that. He goes, the tides come in and out every day. Science can't explain that. Except for the fact that science has been explaining it since before you were alive, you ignorant fucking moron.
Well, the world is flat because it doesn't make sense that it's round because,
according, you know, to Fox News, yeah. Yes.
But that's the thing, too. It's like, you know, I have said a lot of stupid shit in my life. It happens. No one's perfect. And it's just one of those you're like, oh, duh. And these people are like, well, no, actually. Blah,
well, there's
blah,
a difference,
blah,
Jillian, between a brain fart and saying something so patently stupid that your head is so far up your ass, it's in your rib cage. And that's what these people like Limbaugh and O'Reilly and Hannity and Michael Savage do. These people are ignorant. The sick thing is, Jillian, I think we're relatively well informed on this show. We always bring to us the articles we're getting our information from. Whenever possible, I play the sound clips or the sound from a video clip, if possible. I quote from the sources, if possible. We try and put on a pretty responsible show, I think. If we say something dumb, I've said before on Radiodrome, I've said some dumb stuff that I didn't even realize. I was ranting and I said a wrong name or something like that. And I'll be like, okay, I fucked that up. But yeah, That's minor. I think on this show, we put on a pretty responsible show. When we're bringing you a story, we're not bringing you something that's made up. We're not bringing you something full of holes. We're bringing you something that at least we hope from, you know, the two or three sources we get it from has been relatively vetted. And I think we put on a pretty damn responsible show.
And even if it's something that, you know, people look at and it's like, well, no, it's actually this way, we usually say what source we got it from so that at least in that we're going off of that said source. It's not just...
It's not like, hey, I read this on the interwebs and that's it.
somebody posted on Facebook, and I was looking on theirs, and I said, oh, that's crazy. So I came to Josh, and I was like, dude, we got to talk about this, because the moon is going to, like, crash into the Earth, like, in 5 minutes.
I love your Marissa Tomei accent.
That's not even Marissa Tomei. That was just kind of like, I don't know what that was, but that I wasn't even trying Marissa Tomei on that.
Can you do a Marissa Tomei?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Can you please do it for the listeners, and then
right,
we'll end the show.
I'll try. But no, because then it's going to be, like, really bad, and it's all...
No!
Sure. Okay, hold on. Sorry, we've been filming the Cinema Snob movie, so I'm very haggard, and my voice is going... So I will try. Imagine you're a cute little deer. You close your eyes, you put your deer lips up to the cool, clear water. Then, bam, a fucking bullet hits you right between the eyes. Now I ask you, are you going to care what kind of pants the son of a bitch who shot you is wearing? That's my answer. But yeah, no, my, Anywho.
So where can we find Mrs. Jay-Z Jones?
On Twitter, under said name, Mrs. Jay-Z Jones. And I'm on my website, thecinemasnob.com. And on Facebook, under Jillian Zarowski Jones.
And you can find me at 1201beyond.com. And yes, I will get it updated one of these fucking days. And you can reach me at 1201beyond@gmail.com. And please send us your feedback, both on Jillian's impression and on these stories and anything else, because we very much would like the feedback on the show.
Feedback, yes. Impression, no. That was horrible.
Good night.